So we're up to a Siv Gimel here in Sim Kuf Pei Hei. And the background to this is the Gemara in the first source, Gemara Ksubis, Daf Chav Beis and Aleph, Gemara Chav Beis and Beis. And here again, we're talking about the Namanas of the woman and so on in that situation. So the Gemara tells the following story at Chav Beis and Beis, Chav Beis and Aleph and Nida in Ksubis. In Ksubis, source number one, Tanar Banan. Aisha Sha'amar, Aishas Ishani. A woman said, I'm married, okay? But after that, she recanted, and she said she's actually not married at all. Nemenes, she's believed. Okay, we can believe her. She said she was married. She told people she was married. Later on, she indicated she wasn't married. And the woman says she's Nemenes. What do you mean? It's an expression. What it means, she basically considered herself forbidden to all of the men. Right, the shav and afshe chatir l'sura. The expression really is from the laws of kashrus and shechita, that if a shochet says I'm muffed up to shechita, so then basically he's declaring that this meat is chatir l'sura. It's a forbidden piece of meat. So it's an expression. So it means that she said about herself she's forbidden to other men. Right, she said she was married. That's called shav and afshe chatir l'sura. A person can say that about himself, but it's something that he's in charge of. We spoke yesterday about biyado, and Baal al Shalahem and Baal about the things that are his table and so on, and he's in control of. So here we have this notion that a person can shavin afshe chatir l'sura. The big machlokas we've shown him on what basis that works. And is that a din nemonis or a neman al atzmo? That's why we believe, or is it a din neder? It's like you're taking a neder, it's a din nemonis. So that's the machlokas for discussion another time. But that's a question of how shavin afshe chatir l'sura works. A din nemonis, a din neder. But anyway. In any case, why do we believe this woman here when she already declared herself usher to other men? So Amar Rava Bar Ravuna Kigon Shenasa Amaslo Doreo. Now she gave an excuse. She explained why she had originally said something different. Rashi says number two, Ksuvos Chapeis Beis Amaslo Mosho. The word Amaslo is in the Aramaic Tof and Hebrew Shin. There's certain letters in Aramaic, so the in Hebrew. Like it's a shin in Hebrew and Aramaic tough, like tlos is shalosh, right? The changeable or the dalad zion, right? Man dechar shemay is a zohar, who, right? So certain letters, so the tough is one. So amasal is like the word moshel. Moshel, v'tam, lama omra tchila mikudesh zani. Why she announced originally she was married, right? To explain why, but she did, then we can believe her. Okay, that's the point. So Rabbi Bar Ravuna clarifies this Tanar Abanan by saying it's not stam she's believed. She's believed if she presents a reasonable explanation as to why, if she's not taken married, well, why did you say the last time you were married? She gives a reasonable explanation. She explains it away, so then we can believe it. That's called an amasla. Tanin Amihachi, continues the Gemara, from Pesman Alfon Ksubas. Tanin Amihachi, Amra Eishes Ish Ani. Bechaz of Amra Pri Ani, Eina Nemenes. The Brisa says, if she stam says, I'm an Eishes Ish, and then later she says, I'm a Pnuya, and she's not Ne'emenes. But, Vim Nosta Amasla Devara Ne'emenes, or if she gives her a valid excuse, a valid explanation, then she is Ne'emenes. Okay? And that's what Rashi explains, right? The second source, Vim Nosta Amasla Devara Ne'emenes. Oh, Vim Nosta Amasla Ne'emenes. She had an excuse, a good reason why she said that, even though it wasn't true. All right? And therefore, we can believe what she says now. Then Gemara says, Umay Senami, Gemara tells a story, Be'isha Achas Gedola, Shaisa Gedola Benoi. A great woman who was great in beauty. She was very attractive, okay? And I guess, many men were after her. They were physically beautiful. So I guess the Shadchanim kept calling and people kept, chepping her to go out with them or whatever it is. And she was fed up with everybody. So therefore she said, no, I'm Mekudesh is honey. She started to tell people, she's already engaged. She's already betrothed to somebody. So they would leave her alone. Right, she didn't want to be bothered by all these people, so she anyone would ask about it. No, I'm already getting married. Right, that's what she would say to people. Liyomim, after some time, Omdova Kitchas Asma. Then she became Mikudesh. She accepted Kiddush from somebody. She got Mikudeshes. And Omrla Chachomim, Maris Lassuskin, why'd you do that? Well, you're now just engaged. You've been telling people for the last 3 months that you're already married. Now you say you're getting engaged to this guy. Why'd you do that? So she explained to them, B'tchila Shabbat Anoshim She'enam Ha'mugonim. There are many men who came to me who I consider to be not fit or not appropriate to the marry. So I'm married to Mikudeshes only. So I told them, I'm already Mikudeshes. Right? I'm engaged already. Halachically engaged. Achshav Shabbat Anoshim She'enam Ha'mugonim. And now the guy came to me. I think he is worthy. I think he is the right guy for me. So then Amarati Vikidash Sasmi accepted the Kiddushin and so on. Okay, so that's the story. With that, and so basically she gave an amasal. She was never really married, never really betrothed to anybody. She wasn't a Mekudeshes. Again, Mekudeshes, sometimes you know this, it's translated as engaged, but it's a little misleading based on the way we use the word engaged in modern parlance today, right? We say somebody's engaged, let's say in America, say a couple, your friend in the Mishnah, the guy's engaged. What does it mean? It doesn't really mean anything, halachically. Right? There's a guy, it doesn't mean anything by American law either. They can decide to break up the next day and nothing to do with anything. Right? Engaged in American usage, all it means is you're planning to get married and you're going to maybe start, you tell your friends you're going to get married and start looking for a caterer and a photographer and whatever else, but it doesn't have any halachic status. Right? But Mekudeshes in the Gemara means when the cousin gave the kala a ring or something of value, the president, hey, you know, I'm Mekudeshes, now she's halachically engaged or betrothed, so now she's a surah to everybody else. So obviously that's what we're talking about here. So they asked, what did they tell her this for? So she gave a good reason. She had a logical reason. She said she was being bothered by so many people. She wanted to get all these people off her back. So she said, I'm already betrothed to somebody. So that's a good amasa. So now we can believe her when she accepts Kiddushin from this guy. Shitaka wasn't Mekudeshes. Okay? Good? That's the story in the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes on and brings it over to our discussion of Nidim. Okay, now boy mine Shmuel Mirav. Shmuel wants to ask Rav. Omra Tmeani. Okay, as Rashi says, Omra Tmeani. Omra the Baila Nidani. A woman told the husband she's a Nida. Okay, Omra Tmeani. All right. And Bechazav Omar Taharani. Then the next day, or later on, she said, no, I'm not really Nida. I'm really Tahar. I'm not a Nida. So Maud, what's the din? So Omar Le, after Zoo. So Rav answered, in this case as well, Imnosna Amasla Dvarav. She explained why. She said she was a Nida to begin with. Okay. So then they're menace. Right? And she explained why she said that. She's now Tanya, she's not a Nida at all. I said, how come yesterday you told me you were a Nida? So she has a good explanation for it. So we can believe her now when she says she's not a Nida. Imnosa is top of Chaf Beis on the base. And also Masal Dvarav, Nemenes. Tana Minei Arboim Zimnin. So Shmuel, you know, the Gemara has that expression sometimes. He learned this over 40 times. He committed this ruling to memory. He chazed it over and he put it in his memory banks. Okay? As he remembered this, he chazed this to understand this din. Nonetheless, Rafilo Hochilo Ovad Shmuel of Divinashe. But Shmuel did not rely on this himself. He passed it, Rav Paskin, Nemenes, but he relied on himself. Rashi. Omer Tmeani, Omer Lo Baal Anida, Menashe Tori, Lo Hoise Anida, like we said. Lo Ovid Shmuel, Ovid Uvid Menashe, Pam Achas, Omer Lo Ishta came. One time, Shmuel's own wife told him I'm Anida, and later, Vinosta Masa de Varela, she gave an Amasa to explain why she said that. She wasn't really Anida. She said, no, I'm not really Anida, here's the reason why I said it. Upirish Hemena Ajatavo. But Shmuel did not accept that Amasa. They're not accepted, and even though that's halacha, Shmuel, that's what the Gemara means. I feel halachic to Avad Shmuel Uvd Menashe. Rashi said Shmuel would not rely on this himself, and therefore did not go to his wife until as if she had been in the Hagar of the Mikvah and so on. Tosas explains Chavbeis and Beis 3. I feel halachic to Avad Shmuel Uvd Menashe. Rabbeinu Chanan, Hevi Rishalmi. Rabbeinu Chanan quoted Rishalmi, and it spells out the story. Shmuel boiled as a kukil. Shmuel wanted to be intimate with his wife. She said, I'm a Nida. The next day, she said, she's not a Nida. So, yesterday you were a Nida, now you're not. How is that possible? So, I didn't want to be with you. I was tired. I didn't have the strength. I had a headache, whatever. I didn't want to have a relationship at that time. So, I didn't want you to bother me. So, I told you, I'm a Nida. But not really. I was just saying that last night because, I didn't want to be with you at that point. Okay, I had no strength. That's chela, right? So then, Asi Shaul Rav. So then Shmuel asked Rav, what's it in here? Okay, Rav is older than Shmuel, right? So, they argue. Shmuel asked Rav, Amalei, Imnosta Masa Dvarav, and Nemenes. She gave a good amasa. She had a good excuse. She explained that she reset last night because she didn't want to bother her because she was too tired. She was too, she wasn't feeling well. So Yerushalmi is in Ksuba's Parag Beis Halacha. I printed it here for. Hayom Omar Isha Ashes Ish Haisi Lumacha Omar Grushani. Okay, the woman said I'm married. The next day she said she's a Grusha. Okay, so Amrina La Amrit Achain Yom Den Achain. Yesterday you said you're married, now you say divorce. Which is it? So Omar Lomi Kashal Pritzim Shayu Born Liz Davigli. because there were certain unscrupulous people who wanted to be with me and so on, and I didn't want to be with them, so I told them an ashesish, okay? But really, I'm not. Really, I'm divorced. Okay, I just told those guys. Okay, I just said I'm married, so those guys would leave me alone. All right. Rabbi Ovin b'shem Rabbi Ila mikayven shivya masla. The Yerushalmi says masla. I'm masla. Whatever. Same idea. She gave a mashal. Gave an excuse. Then they're menace. Then she's believed. She believed that it's true. She believes she's not. She's not an ashesish anymore. She's a krusha. Why? Why she say she's yesterday? Because she had a good reason to say so. Kador the Shmuel, like the case of Shmuel, boys that Kukul, he'd say, he wanted to be with his wife. Amala Tmeani, Lamach Amar Zitoria, Tarani, Amala Esmal Mat Tmevi, Amal Dame Tora, Amala Lohav Mechele, and another strength, Hashat at that time. Also Shal Rab and Ravan, he said, Amalai became into Via Masalera and Nemenes. The woman's Nemenes, get out to Shalmi regarding Shmuel. Okay? Just to clarify a couple, if you look in the Karban Eda, which is the side of the page of Yerushalmi, there in Ksuvus Parak Beis Halacha Hey 5, Hayom Amra Isha Shem Hayom Shu Isha Ish Badayin Lo Nisgarsha. Today she said she's an Isha Shis and she's not yet been divorced. Ulamacha Amar Gushani Ze Yomim Rabin. Notice the Karban Eda adds those words Ze Yomim Rabin. What does he add those words for? Because you know you could say, yeah, yes, I got married. I, you know, just because the woman said yesterday she said she was married and today she said she's divorced doesn't mean anything fishy. Maybe she got divorced last night or this morning, right? And it was offhand. It's not a steer. Right? A woman could be married one day, divorced the next day. Okay, 5 o'clock this afternoon, she said she was divorced. Yeah, because in the morning, gave her a get. So that's possible. That's why the commentator throws in Zayom and Rabin. She said, I've been divorced for a long time. Okay, not that just happened yesterday. I've been divorced for a long time. So that's a steer to her having said yesterday, she's an Ashish Ish. And now she's saying she's divorced, not that she just got divorced. She's been divorced for a long time. That's why he adds the word Zayom and Rabin. So they said to Emel Esmal Amatosh Zayin Lo Nisgasha. Okay. Well, yesterday you said you weren't Mugreshes. Now you're saying you are. So she said, Emel Zeh Shemati Esmal. She says, Ani, I mean, Tom, Shabbat Pritzim, David, and Tzalti with him. I had to save myself. I said, Ani Shishish. Okay. Emel Emes Ani Grusha. But really, I'm a Grusha. All right. So therefore, we say she's believed. Me Kevin, Shavia Masl. She had a, the Karbonate also says, like Rashi said in Ksubas, in the Bavli, the Karbonate says here, Me Kevin, Shavia Masl Moshel. The Tom, the Dvarah, Lama Omer Mitchila, Eishes Sishani Nemenes. She gave she's Nemenes if she gave a good reason for it. Okay, and same thing with the tells the whole story Shmuel and so on. The same Moshe, the next page, so 6. There in Yerushalmi, in Ksubas Perek Beis Halacha Hey. I don't know if we want to make too big a fuss about it. Let me come back to it. Look at the Maschal Hayom Omra Sholin Osa. Okay, he makes it sound like you have to ask her for the Amasla. And she's got perhaps even got to verbalize it. We'll see it a little later. You hear? Because the way the Prey Moshe explains, that's what happened in the case. They asked her, right? And she just said, they asked her, what's going on? How come yesterday said this and today he said the opposite? Right? So they asked her about it. So he says, Sholono, so you have to ask her, why did you say yesterday this way and today you said the other way? Okay? And then she gave it teretz, you know, a good reason. So therefore, it's believed. Then they're just like the Maisu Shmuel, okay, and that's what he says, the Tosus quotes and so on. Okay, now that takes care of the Gemara and of the Yerushalmi. All right, now the question is, so who do we, how do we possibly pass him? Look, Rav says the Amasa works. Shmuel didn't want to rely on it. Okay, Shmuel, at least the way the Bavli says, they didn't want to rely on it. Okay, the Yerushalmi doesn't finish that way. Yerushalmi just says Shmuel asked Rav in a case with his wife, and Rav gave an answer. It doesn't say in the Yerushalmi, at least that I saw, the Shmuel, you know, didn't accept it for himself. But the Bavli clearly says that Shmuel did not rely on this himself. So you look in the Rif over there in Ksubas, source 7, the Rif in Ksubas, Zaftes Amabez, the Dapay Rif. Okay, the Rif quotes the Gemara Tan Arbonan, you know, the whole story. Okay, and so he says, he quotes the whole Gemara, including the last part, Bafilo Hachilo Avad Shmuel of the Menashe. So someone will be dying in the Rif that since he brought that, that's really how he possibly shouldn't rely on it. Otherwise, why would the Rif, Tanya Halacha, mention the fact that Shmuel didn't rely on it? You know, the Rif is not writing a story about Shmuel, he's writing about Halacha. So there's some want to say that the fact that the Rif brings Shmuel's story. Okay, sounds like maybe Pasuk's like him. Okay, the Ran on that riff in Ksubas Tesla Beis. Okay, It fills in the blanks based on that Yerushalmi, based on that Yerushalmi. And he says on the third line, so says the Ram, okay? And the Ram says, and we pass like Rav, who said that it's not an issue. If she gives a good amasa, then it's okay. Are we passing like Rav? That's despite the fact that what I said before, you can be dying in the roof, you wouldn't have quoted Shmuel unless he held that way, but Ram, so it's not like that. Yeah.
Shmuel
is
the
spring
of Rav, isn't it? Rav,
Shmuel,
and
Sarah,
and
Rav, and
Dini?
Oh, yeah. Rav, Rav is Shmuel, then. Rav, Shmuel, then. Yeah. Okay, now, yeah. Then the Ran adds something else that's important. Okay? The Ran says, Umiyu. So first the Ran says, we pass like Rav. And Amasa works. There's a good Amasa, we accept it. But now he adds something, the second to the last line there. Again, this is the Ran on the Riff and Ksubas Tesam Beis, Dimasa Lo, Ovet Uv de Benafshi. Umiyu, im huchzik on Nida, bishcheno seha. If the neighbors are aware that she's a Nida, we explained that in the past, she wears certain garments that the neighbor knows that she wears during her May Nida. Darmin Mesof Kiddushin, the Baila Loki Alea, Mishum Nida. Afilo Nosta Amasa Lomar Lola Vashti Big De Nidus Alep Nekaf Eino Nemenes. Okay? She goes ahead and she wears her big day nidus that the neighbors know about. Okay? And then she just gives an amasla. In that case, says the Ran, we will not accept the amasla. Okay? Ain't an amenis. Okay? The came in the baraloka alma benida, kenida, mashinla. The fact that the husband can get malchus based on the fact that she's a nida, based on the fact that the neighbors know about it. So then apparently there's, we treat it like a nida mamish, and no amasla helps. That's what the Iran writes. And he says, and here's the Rashbo at 9. Taras Abayis, Arach Bayis, Zayin, Sharbeis, Dach Chesel, Alp, and Zayin, Edition. Omra Tahorani, Mutaris. Shatora Heminta, Shanema, Vesofra Lo, Lo La'atzma. That's what we have to say, right? She says she's Tahorani, Vesofra Lo. I mean, she keeps track of things herself. And if we can believe her, let's say Rechon Misurin, or, you know, Baal Neman al-Shalohen, Baal Neman al-Shalohen, whatever we discussed yesterday. Okay, but that we know. Umiyu. Torah, okay, that we only believe her if she said, I counted the days and I was Tova. We perhaps divided that into two different things. Let's say, we said, Rav, Aval huchzik on nida b'shkenosel, where Omer lo lo nitmesi, ain't an amenis. But if she was assumed by her neighbors to be a nida, and now she said, I'm not a nida, that ain't an amenis. Why? Lefi shemishah shehuchzik on nida, harehi kenida vadois. Because once we assume that she's a nida, then she's a full-fledged nida. Her later statement can't undo that. If she why? He didn't say why, but that's what he says. Okay? Velo od. El afilu nosta amasla dvara ein emenes. De kevada I need, or de bevada I need a machine lo. Dami huda huxin mishkan se a bala lo ke ala. Umishum nida, umishum nida. Like the Ran said, that's what he's talking about. Okay, she has various rayas. Just a moment. Alma Koke, I got my boy. Let me show you. Someone coming. Alma feel about myself. Why? Because we feel like a vade neither. All right. What's the reason? Hechi domi huchsiko. How would the neighbors know? Kagon shalov shab begodim shehi regila lilbosh laolam bimeini dasa. Okay. So ask the Ran, ask the Rashman, be Tom of a hello, ain't a muxekas need el al pia, shalov shab begodim shehi regila lilbosh laolam bimeini dasa. Why does that matter? Why is that? The Ran is, the Rashman, the Ran is saying that an amasla is no good if she's huxiko kenida ben shkenosel. Why not? Why? I mean, it's the same thing. Instead of saying something, she put the clothes on. So, but the amasa should be able to undo it. So here, the Rashbo says they're very important. Okay, name by and an Bible. So he said, "My shlomi he done. Why is it any different in the other case?" Yeshlomar mishum shibusha onus mikri v'amar tmeani. A woman may have good reasons for saying I'm a nida. She's embarrassed about something or some other problem. Avalasos maise kule hai lilbosh pigde nida. She took it too far. In other words, it not only she claimed she was a nida, but she went ahead and put on her nida clothes, then just saying, well, listen, this happened, I was too tired or whatever last night with my husband, that doesn't work. Because she went, in other words, an amasla has to be able to explain away everything. Why'd she go that far? And let's have a woman who people think she's a psulim. Okay, because they're coming after the marriage. Here's your case. So she wants to get the word out that she's not a psula. Okay, how'd she get the word out? She says her husband died. She said her husband, she was married and her husband's dead. Okay, that's what she said. She was a good, she's married and her husband's dead. Okay, so that's a valid amasla. Why? Because now she said, no, I really was never married. Okay, why'd you say that? Because I want to get all these people off my back. Okay, so then that's a valid amasla. But if she not only said that my husband died, she walked around in black clothing, she's crying all the time, oh, my poor husband, you know, what am I going to be? You know, she walked, she overdid it. If she went that far, then just saying, no, I just want to get people off my back, that's not going to be enough. The amasla has to be stronger. The amasla has to explain everything she said and did, right? If she just said, you know, my husband died, okay, and now they ask her, why did you say that you never married? I just want to keep these guys away from me. Okay, good. Then we'll believe that's a valid amasla. But if more than just saying she did a maisa, okay, again, she put on black clothing and she didn't go to any simchas and she's crying all the time about her poor dead husband, okay, that's just to say, oh, I just want to get this off my back, that's not enough. She'll have to have a stronger reason for taking it that far. You understand? That's what emerges from this Rashba. Okay? The amasla was not enough to knock out both the words she said and the maisa she did. That's the last line of that Rashba. Very important. And that's what the Ron seems to agree as well. Avalasos maisa kule hai. Lilbosh bignei nida. You know, then you can't, you know, which she never wears. Okay. Then she's not in a menace. Okay. That's the point of the Rashba. So an amasla has to explain away everything she did. That's the relevance of this. The Rambam. Okay, but that's the point. She did more than the pet. I mean, in general, you mean? Why do we need a masla at all, you mean? Why do we need a masla at all? Yeah, okay, so you have to explain it away. You have to explain why you said it. But here, the point of the Rashba is that it's more than a pesha also, right? It's she did all kinds of actions. She, what did she have to do all that for?
I thought
that
Huchsukah, the Parashat, was that it's also because, like in the Mishnah, that there are other
Edom. Huchsukah Nida is. Okay.
Like on the
side. Right, but now she wants a time that the Huchsukah was incorrect. They were misled by the fact that I wore my clothing.
Right, okay. Doesn't work on it. It's not her part that was also.
Right, but she's explaining. So she said the hooks that's not true. I wore my garments. See, I would say like this. Let's say she had a stronger reason for wearing those clothes. Let's say there was a flood. All my other clothes were the only clothes I had in the house. That already might be good. You know what I'm saying? If her amasla will go, it won't just be she's. Oh, I just didn't want to be my husband, something like that. Or I just didn't. Right, then that amasla is not strong enough. But if you would strengthen the amasla and saying, you know, wow, yesterday was a flood, there was a fire, so all my other car, I had nothing left. So that, you know what I'm saying? So then just the amasla has to match what she did.
The way that they chose to spend their is that amasla fundamentally doesn't work.
Right, but why? But why? That's the point. That's what unless I'm missing, that's what I think the Rashba means. That's what the word Rashba means. Look at this. Avalasos maisa kule hai. But she took it too far. I don't think it means a blanket amasa won't work. If the amasa can explain, like I said, everyone knows there's a fire in the house. Well, my other clothes, my friends. Well, I hadn't left the house. I can't go out and no clothes. Yeah. Something like that. That's what I would say. Let's look at the Rambam. Hilchos Isur be a paragala lechayud. Rambam writes, Isha she'omer l'bayla, t'meya ani, b'chozim ha'tahor ani. And b'derech schokum, that's getting around. I'm just joking around. So then, in a minute, that's no good. And she's not going to be in that minute a second time. She just says, I was kidding around yesterday when I said, okay, some things you don't make jokes about. Okay, no, you can't only say I'm kidding around. I'm just joking. Okay, they're so good. But if you're not a masador, then a menace. Okay, but if she gave a reasonable explanation, not just saying, yeah, I'm kidding around. Okay, but she actually explained why. Well, again, that's what we said. Kate said, Tova Baila. Okay, her husband want to be with her. But, Bachoso, Imo Bechotzer. you know, other people were around. She didn't feel comfortable. Her mother was in the house. Her sister was there. She didn't feel comfortable at that point. But with her husband, so she said, I'm a neither. And after they left, I was afraid that, you know, your mother's here, your sister's here, it'll be a little awkward. Okay, that's why I said it to you then. So then I raised in their manners. That's a good reason. That's a good reason. So now it's come to the Shulchan Aruch here by us. Siman Kuf Pei Hei and Sif Gimel. Okay, Sif Gimel, that's what we're up to. Amra. Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, just a moment. Shulchan Aruch says, Amra Labaila Tamea Ani Machaka Hamat Tahorani, Eina Nemenis, and he throws in Imhula Achar Kadei Dibur. We'll come back to that. Okay? This whole question of her changing her position, if it happens after the Tokhane Dibur. The reason why is because, you know, people say the wrong thing, they get mixed, they said it's a mistake. If you correct yourself right away, that's not an issue. We're talking about now, it's after Kadei Dibur. Okay? So if it's Tokhane Dibur, because you can change your mind even on a muscle. When she said, no, I'm a neither. I'm not a neither. You know, so she went right away, she caught herself, Tokhane Dibur, then we just assume, okay, she made an error. And you don't need any amasal. That's a talking dibur. But after, that's what the shows were saying. It's quoted even after the dibur, but that's what we're talking about. Then continues shofar. But v'im nosna amasal d'vara kigon shomer shlo omer kain tchila elamnei shlo hayba koach lispol tashmen. She explained the only reason she said this because at that point she didn't have the strength, you know, to be intimate with her husband. O tana cheres kayotze b'zeh some other time. That man menace. That menace. All right. Ramor adds, when we call Mokom, Misha wrote to the Hachman, after the Sif Gimel by us here in Kupay, right? When we call Mokom, Misha wrote to the Hachman, that's from Shalul, how many of them is Hasidus? That's probably based on Shmuel, right? The din is the din, and a good Amasal works, but if someone wants to be Machmer, it's considered to be a Midas Hasidus. Okay, so says the Shulchan Aruch. Now it's interesting, so says Ramor, okay? The Rambam didn't say that. But the Rambam back in the previous source, in Parak Dal of Hilchos Rabbi Halacha Yod, did not mention that there's room to be Midas Chassidus. Okay, and perhaps the reason is, because again, you know, it's a Midas Chassidus, but Kenega the Midas Chassidus is a mitzvah onah. Right? I mean, you're minimizing the relationship of husband and wife. So, you know, the question of what you're emphasizing, I suppose. So it's a nice Midas Chassidus. I don't know, it'd be Machman in this area, there's also Chiv onah. So, you know, it's a cooler and a chumra. Maybe that's why the Rambam didn't quote it. Anyway, that's what the Rambam says. Then he adds something else. The end of the line there. Ava medina ne'menes, even though you want to be machmer good, that's also a point. Doesn't always, but sometimes does say machmer tov abrocha. He sometimes does, though. Sometimes does. You're right. He doesn't include it to it. And you don't have
sometimes like something inappropriate from so
right. Again, I don't want to make too big a fuss about it. I agree with you. Okay, I don't know, but yeah. Anyway, but I'm just saying, you know, it's a nice chumah. It could be chumah that they cool. You know, it's we machah in this area. Sometimes it's a problem. Right, we'll need some more trouble later. Anyway, but then there are more. It's something else important. Avu medina nevenes afilu b'shtika acharkach. And the Ramo adds that even if she's silent afterwards, okay, even if she doesn't say that she has an amasla, she doesn't say that I have a particular amasla, but she conducts herself in such a way that it's clear she does. Okay, for example, okay, Ludina Nemes, Afila Bishtika Hakak, Rakshi Bob is Shocheves Eitzel Baila, Uyodea, Omakir Shemashamat Hilatmeani, Astamachmas Kitota Sharlimo, okay. Yesterday they had a spat, had a fight. The husband and wife had a little ketota, a little machlokas. Okay? And later on, the husband wanted to be with her, and she was braggers with him. Okay? And therefore she said, I'm an either. Okay? The next night, they kissed and made up, everything else, or maybe they kissed, but it was not an either. But they made up, okay, and they're okay with each other again. And now she climbs into bed next to him. So obviously, he realizes, the husband's our mother, the husband realizes that, yes, she said it last night because she was annoyed with me. He knew they had a little fight, the spat. So he said, "Last second, she said it because she was annoyed with me." Okay, so that's what he says. I feel a b'shtika acharka. Even if it's just quiet, Rakshi bov v'shachavis etzel baylo. Lo yodeo makir shemash amar tchilat me'ane astam nachmas ketatzer alimol. Okay, chedom lezeh. But it's avlim ra'ua leveshes begadim yichadim amein leduso. When they see her wearing the begadim hamichadim, especially when she's only she's anida, the chakach amar tahani afal pishen nosna amaslever ein amenas. That case she's not going to be amenas because, as I said before, that amasla is not going to solve the problem. Just as a side point, yeah.
How long is she just
tomato
in these cases?
Because
she have to go to the
mikvah.
What is
it? So it looks that way. Yeah.
Do she have to wait
7 days in the mikvah? Yeah. So it's part of her counting that. Oh, she said, I need it now, but it's the last day. I have to look that up. No, I don't know. It's just the 7 days. She got no time. Yeah. It's interesting because the Gemara has Nirshalmi. The din of Shmuel, he said, look at the end of the Rashi in 2. The Rashi on the Maaseh of Shmuel and his wife, he says, Upirish Hemena Ad Shetovla. Doesn't say, wait 7 days. Maybe she went to, I don't remember. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to double check. I'm not sure. Okay. All right. Now, in terms, just as a side point, the Shulchan Aruch mentioned at the beginning of the Sifri, Sif Gimel, that this guy, she changed her mind, la'achar k'day dibur. So just be aware, what is k'day dibur? So just be aware, that's an achalkas too. How long is talk k'day dibur? And it comes up in our Rakhim a few places. And Mr. Brewer looks a little like he sews himself. You take a look in the Mishnah, source 12, this is a side point, but we should know it anyway. The Mishnah Brewer in Sim Kuf Chav Dalad of our Rakhim, Sif Kotl Lamed Dalad, he says, v'toch k'day dibur k'dibur domi. And then he writes, the sheer talk k'day dibur who machlokes aposkim. Yesh omu shlosha tevels, yesh omrim arba tevels. Okay, whether three words or four words. Shalom alecha Rebbe, shalom alecha Rebbe umori. That's a machlokes, how long it is. Okay. Oh, Yosef is elyon akal, I'm in Yisoma. It's a toast of the Mishnah Brura, it's talking about the sugya of answering amen. You're not supposed to answer amen to a bracha. You know, you can't answer amen. A guy said the bracha, and then 20 minutes later, you say amen. The cutoff point, beyond which you shouldn't say amen, it's called an amen yisoma, an orphan amen, because it's not attached to anything. I hear someone say bracha, a while later I say amen. Okay? You're also not supposed to jump the gun, that's a side point. You're supposed to answer amen before the person finishes the bracha. We sometimes do that, and especially Yom Narayim or Yontif, Amelach HaKod, and we're saying, oh, you didn't finish the bracha yet. And we're saying, oh, man, you're in the middle of the bracha. Amelach HaKod, and we're saying, amen, before you finish the bracha. Yontif, right? Amar Hashem Yisrael, Shmuel. We didn't finish the word. I'm doing it. Oh man, Ashkenazim. You've heard it. We've all heard it. I try and tell my Chazanim. So just Amar Yisrael, Shalom. Say it quickly, and then let it answer Amen. Because the answer, that's what the answer Amen too early either. And then didn't finish the bracha yet.
Someone told me it was that if you want to elongate, don't do it on the last syllable. Do like a different syllable. Sometimes
it's
like,
Right. Do it on the other word. Yeah. All right. Everybody.
As long as
you get
the last syllable.
Yeah. No, that also sounds a little funny, too, to the,
Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. No, it's not the word. I'm working myself by Charmaine. Fat. I'm working by Charmaine. But it's not right. You have to let the chazan finish the problem. Okay, the same thing in Kaddish, once I'm saying it, you'll say, people think, it's not really right. He's saying V'imru Amen. It's the Chazan is saying V'imru Amen. It's a conceivable or an invitation to the Tzibur to answer Amen. Okay, so I said, but that's how a lot of tunes don't do it. The Chazan is saying V'imru, and when it says Amen, you have to say V'imru Amen. Okay, I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but it's probably people are trying to deduct it. Whatever. So I'm sure that I'm trying to get people saying, like you said, okay, well, it works. Okay, anyway, I'm getting back to this. How long is Tolkien de Dibor? So the Mishavur says the Machok Saposkim, that's what he says in some Kuch Abdalin, and past that point called Omin Yisoma, good. It's in Race Road. So Kot Yud Bey is 13. He says, what is K'day Dibur? There he says, Mefurish, Hanu K'day, She'ilas Talmud L'Rav, Shomer Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Three words. And the Shartzion there in Osiyot writes, that's Rov HaRachonim, Loka Taz Shakasa Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Not like the Taz in his forewords. Okay? And elsewhere too, in some tough pay Zion. Space of Amorai, the Mishavu writes, and Sukkot and Dalad, Tolkien, Dibur, Haina Shalom, Shah, Misham, Gamar, Makadashavas, Rak Kede Gimel Tavos. Okay? Sharat Sion over there, and some tough pay Zion, and Oz Gimel says that Ulafale al Primogodim, Shakos of Dalad Tavos. Again, he says the Primogodim says, not only Primogodim, but the Taz, they say four. And the Mishavu there, in some race, Son of Zion, finally, Sukkot and Tes, says Shochach Ba'omer Shomer Yisrael Tachas Hapori Sukkah Shalom. We're talking about the concluding bracha of Hashkivenu on Shabbos is different than during the week. The week we say Shmor Tesen Etz Etzer Bracha Hashem Shomer Yisrael Ad, and Shabbos we say for Tesen Sukkah Shomer Hapori Sukkah Shalom. I don't. It's a totally different bracha. So what if you said the wrong one? It was Friday night. You said Shomer Yisrael Ad by mistake, and then you corrected yourself. So when did you correct yourself? That's the issue. So Mr. Brewer there in some race time of science, a cotton test. 17 writes, Shochach Omar Shomer Amar Yisrael Tachas Hapor Sukkah Shalom. He said the wrong one. He said the weekday one instead of the Shabbos one. Okay, Mishka Tokin Edibur Yomer Miyad Achat Tevis La'ad and so on. And what is Tokin Edibur? Look what it says in the brackets here. Hu Kadesh Sheyomer Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Same Mishnah Berurah said before. Mishnah Berurah said in Reish Rav Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Mishnah Berurah said in Taf Pei Zayin. But here in Reish Samach Zayin, he says Shalom Harav Mor. Okay, it's a question. It's a question. Okay. So that takes care. Let's come back to our sugi over here. All right. So the Taz in some cotton bays by us here in some kuf pehe that once she's huksuk or nida b'shkeno sa, once she's huksuk or nida b'shkeno sa, so the shokhar lo mahani asma amasal. Okay, so the question is, Hikshatur, v'chi odiv huksuk nida me'omeres beferish tmeani shemahani sham nesinas hamasal. Why is huksuk nida b'shkenosa any stronger or any more definitive than her saying that she's in the v'tir tashba? Okay, b'shem boshes onis mikish omeres tmeani. Sometimes other factors will lead her to say something. Avalasos ma'isa kula ha again. The Taz quotes that line from the Rashba in Tosafot Ma'ariv, as we saw before, in the end of number 9, right? So he said, "Alasos ma'isa kula hai lil bosh begadim shlima ena menetz l'vicha lo mahani shom achar kach hamasal." Okay, good. Then he adds something else, another twist. Umotzasi kosev, the Taz is a cotton base, 18. Umotzasi kosev b'shem harav leib mi Prague. It's a maral mi Prague. Maral mi Prague named Yehuda. Right, you were Yehuda Lowy, right? The Maral, the Lama usually assumes stands for Lowy, you know, Maral Miprag, Rabbi Lowy. It's called Yehuda. Yehuda and Leib go together. Yehuda and Leib is a couplet, okay? Like Zevulf, Zehersh, and so on. So Yehuda Leib. Say, Maral Leib Miprag, it's Maral Miprag. The Shiny Husikonim is going to serve for a different reason. The Lav Kula Alma Yodim and Amasa, in Cain Almas Samcha Keshuzika Atzma Negev Kula Alma. The fact that so many other people are aware of this and are participating in this. And he quotes that the reason we don't believe the Amasla against Huxika Shkina Nida Bishkana Sarah, not like the Rashba said that because she did a Maisa, okay? But it's rather because when it comes to Huxika Nida Bishkana Sarah, so many people know that she's an Ida, right? The word is out that she's an Ida. And the Amasla is only stated to whom? To the husband. And the Amasla only mentioned the husband, not to anyone else, okay? The Taz says that's why we're stricter by Husuka Nidim and Hishanosel. We don't just rely on that Amasla that she tells her husband. Because so many other people are aware. It's a broader knowledge or broader informed base than otherwise. That's what she says. Okay. Kula Alma Yadim and Amasla. All right. Mashaino came, Mamaris Labaila Tmeani. Okay. When she said to her husband, Amanida, so who'd she say it to? Her husband. She said, oh, I said she relied on the fact that later I'll straighten out with him. Right? Later I'll straighten it out. Okay? That somcha atzma shachakak tomalo is hamasla. Right? But you can't do that when you've already publicized your position, so to speak, that neighbors know about, other people know about it. Now the amasla said right to her husband is not going to be able to undo that. You see the morale, it's a different point. It's not so much a matter of having done a maisa, it's a matter of how many people are aware of what's going on here. Right, and the Taz prefers that approach. The Teretz Nachanu, למדתי מזה עוד אפילו באומרו, יש חילוק עם אומר בפני רבים, שיתמי לא מהנה אחר כך המס לו. Okay? What if she, according to this approach, if she went ahead, and she didn't wear her big day neither. But she told a lot of people, not that this comes up too often, we know you should talk about this, but she told a bunch of people that she's a neither. Tamahal said there that the mas is not going to work for the mas with her husband. Okay? Okay, kosova poskim omer labaila tmeani. That's why the language of the poskim is omer labaila tmeani. All right? The ena din ken elabar omer labaila lechud ken. Yeah. According to the Rashba, the reason we don't believe her by Hosekanid Mishkanosel is because she not only said she did a Maisa. She put on the garments. It wasn't just she said I'm a Nida. Right? That's like the case I did before. An exaggerated case I gave before. She didn't just say her husband died. She dressed in black and she walked around crying all the time about a dead husband. But she went further. So by putting on her Bigday Nida, right, her Begadim Yichadim Lemein Adasa, so that's more than just saying, so that Masa is not going to work. The Maharal is saying it's not a matter of that. It's a matter of other people know about it. It's not that they did a Maisa. Even if she didn't do any Maisa, that's what he's saying. She didn't do any Maisa, but she told 10 people. Right? She didn't do any Maisa, but she told 10 people, right? And not just her husband. So in such a case, we don't rely on that Maisa. That's what he's saying.
Not really saying that it has to be a Maisa. It has to just be, she has to be convincing.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it looks like, from the simple words of Rosh Poh, again, look at the words in the end of Narin, the Darsa Bais, of Alasos Maise Kulehai. And that's how the Taz quotes it too. You want to say there's not made a big difference.
I hear you, okay.
I mean, it seems to me that that's how the Taz learned it. Okay, because he first quotes the Rosh Poh, Vitiras Rosh Poh, and he quotes the Maharal. You want to say it's not really a big difference. I hear it. You definitely say that way. Okay? But he does say again. The Maratim is Oda Filu BeOmra Yesh Chiluk Dim Omer Vnei Rabim Shetmei Lo Mahanecha Kachamasa. Okay, Kasa Poskim Amir Lo Baila Tmei. The Anadim Ken Amir Lo Baila Lechud Ken. Okay, in other words, basically, according to the Maharal, the way I'm understanding it, the Masa doesn't help if Huchsuk Ben Shkenosel, because the Shechina will not know what she did later on in terms of Asma Masa. All right, and she conducted herself in Nida in front of all these people. Mashenu came, if she just talked to her husband, just told her husband, I'm an Ida, then they're going to do it with other people. Okay, then the Masa will help. So you come out with an Afkamina maybe. You come out, let's say, according to Rashba, even if she told, if it's a Machlokas, according to Rashba, even if she told a bunch of people, okay, as long as she didn't do a Maisa, the Masa works. Where according to the Baral, okay, once she told a lot of people, she's Tamea. Okay, but the other and then it's the other way around. Okay, if she did a Maisa, according to Rashba, she's Tamei, even if not that many people know about it. Okay, whereas according to Maharal, even if she did a Maisa, if not that many people know about it, then it's not considered to, you know, the way she's Tamei. So that's the way to look at it. Yeah.
So in respect with Maharal, why does it matter if somebody else finds out or not? Meaning, why is that important, whether it's the das of other people, whether groups of other people are, why does that prevent anything?
According to the Maharal, don't we? We swear according to Maharal, because I think the Amasla has to undo. If other, they're not going to hear the Amasla. The husband's going to, she's going to say, yeah, I told everybody, that's because I just, you know, didn't want to be with you last night. You know what I'm saying? The Amasla has, an Amasla in order to work, has to undo. In that sense, the Rashba and the Maharal are parallel. The Amasa is strong enough to undo everything. So the Amasa, just to say, well, I didn't want to be there, that explains why she put on her clothes like that. That's why it's no good. Whereas according to the Maharal, that Amasa explains why she told other people, because they're not going to hear the Amasa. The Amasa will never undo that.
So it's not that dealing with it, like other people know. Like,
I don't think it's a matter of other people. It's the issue.
Yeah, I know. But maybe from the Amasa.
That's not how I see it. I don't think so. That's how I learned it. I'm not sure. I don't think so. Okay, so anyway, that's just a different way of looking at it. The Taurus HaShlomim, and maybe he's learning like you did. I mean, he was aware. The Taurus HaShlomim, there in our Simon, Kuf Pei Hei, in Gimel 19, he says, Amar Labaila Tmeya, near the Lav Dafka Nochet Labaila. In other words, the Taurus, the Maharal, was Medayik, that the language is always Amar Labaila, as opposed to telling other people. Amar Labaila, Amasla works. But the Taurus HaShlomim, the Mechitz Yaakov, is not so. He says, near the Lav Dafka Nochet Labaila. Ela should deeper for hope. Shame derech tzias. The galus tumos to the taras or ela baila. Chain shom b'shas teksubas. Our gemara. Lehus kol a baila klal. It doesn't make this baila. It just says a few hefsek is atzma negan achem nami dinah. Okay, so yeah. Chain das rashbo. Chain maschum tzus harav. It's the Ramo. We'll get to that in some days. Okay, udalo kemosha kasa vataz b'shem gadol echad the moral the dafka lebaila kamar of an omer kain lachirim afilu b'tana masa in the minutes so when zaino so the Torah of Shalom rejects that moral. He said it's lav dafka and the key is the ma'isa. Okay, that's the Torah of Shalom. The Pesach Tshuva has another point that's important. Okay, the Pesach Tshuva in Sukkot and Gimel. Pesach Tshuva says. She said, I'm putting on my clothes because I want people to think I'm an idiot, even though I'm really not. And she clarified things in advance, right? She gave the Hamasa before, okay. Then Mahani came and showed Dia Masa Kodem. In other words, if she presented the reason why she's about to do this and she said this in advance, so then that's going to work. Okay? Yeah, that's the Pesach Tshuva's addition to this case. All right? If you're saying you know in advance what's going on, that's a different story. 1 second. So Dia Masa Kodem. Okay, so that's the Pesach Tshuva is. We take it, right? He says, Mekodem, notifying in advance. He has another case. Okay, here's another case. We're also relying on a Masla. All right, in the parentheses. Ufizim, Omra Ha Masha Kazashach, Tzvura Haisi Lios Nida, Val Aksha Badakhi Atmi, Umatos Rimachas Maka Boyal Adam Mahani. Another thing. She said she's a Nida, okay, because that's what she thought in full. You know, innocence. She thought she was an Ida. And then she said, when I looked later, I saw I had a scratch over there. That's where the dam came from. Right? That's also an Amasa. Yes, what did you say you were an Ida for if you're not? Because at that time, I thought I was an Ida. Right? There's no trickery. Okay, I wasn't trying to get my back. I wasn't telling. At the time, that was an honest thought. I thought I was getting my period. Okay, and then later on, I went to Beth and whatever, I realized I had an irritation there. Right? So that's what he says over here. Okay? In other words, Matsosi Shemachmas Makaboy Mahani Lolam. The whole Shankwam was Shalahoy a little bit big day news. There you can't say, oh, she shouldn't have put on her garments. What do you mean? She thought she was an Ida. Right? And that's an example of the Amasla being strong enough to undo. You see what I'm saying? That Amasla is being strong enough to undo what she did. Yes, well, what did you go ahead and put on your garments for? Your Nida garments for? What do you mean? Because I thought I was an Ida. Oh, that's a stronger Amasla. So then it goes back to the city before, right? The Amasa has to be enough to explain away. You can have cases where the Amasa explains away everything she did. So here, that's what he's saying. I put on those garments because I thought Shahre Be'emes Toss of the summer, she neither. Ukedimla shall be day neither. Right? Now, I'm not easier case of place your cut, I feel Amasa Zulu Mahani. But some disagree even in that situation. I printed here in source 21. A Chuvas Haramo at Simon Beis. We alluded to it before. Okay. He had a case like this. Isha Acha Shiyolda, I mentioned yesterday. No. Isha Acha Shiyolda Gimel Palme Mechodesh Hashmini. I mentioned this yesterday. I think so. Right? A woman who had, right, who kept giving birth in the 8th month and she was afraid of Ayin Hora. Choshesh Ayin Hora Gomel is those. Rotzel Hastir Iburam Nebayas Asher Yitosh kind of says. She wanted to keep the word private. Okay. Again, early in the, we saw this, right? And it was early in the pregnancy, she wants to say that she's an Ida. She knows she's pregnant, but nobody else does because it's not showing. That's why this trick's only going to work early in the pregnancy before she's showing. She's an Ida. Okay? She's pregnant. She's Tahora. Okay? But she's telling people that she's just a nida now, and therefore, and again, the way you know what month somebody's in, is to calculate from the last time she was in there. Don't we? Yeah.
Why is she telling people? Like,
because she doesn't want people to know that she's pregnant and it's not counting. She thought, again, the case is
keeping track of her cycle.
Yeah, no, she thought that the reason she kept giving birth in the eighth month was because it was an ayin hara. Okay, now people aren't going to know when her eighth month is because their tally's going to be off. This whole cheshbon. Okay, I don't know. We can talk about ayin hara another time, but Lamais, that's what she believed. Okay, so she concocted a thing that people should know what month she's up to, when her due date is. I think Adayama said the women don't like to tell other people outside of family what a due date is. Sometime in March, you know, whatever. Right, or they give a different date, you know, because first of all, they're not always right. And, you know, people, I remember my first baby. I think she was 17 days late. And it's not a mistake. So, you know, but she's going absolutely stir crazy. I mean, you know, because it's very, very upsetting. Every time she picked up, oh, you're still home? Yeah, I'm still home. It's like, and then so we went away to South Jersey for an evening just to get away, you know, to walk on the boardwalk. And of course, when we were down there, that's when she went to labor. I had to zoom back. Okay. I was hoping, one time I was hoping to stop by policemen, speeding up things. Oh, my wife's gone. I didn't get stopped. Okay, anyway, Baruch Hashem, the whole practice. Don't you want to do that one time? You're speeding on the police. Ah, my wife's going to labor. Yeah. All right, what are you going to do? Anyhow, so 21, Chubas Ramos Simon Base. He was asked about this case, okay, and we don't need to read the whole Chuba. I printed it, right? Unfortunately, I have to apologize. You know, one of the downsides of the Bar-Ilan stuff when you cut and paste is when they have footnotes in the text, it comes out in print the same size as, I don't know why they can't fix that, but and it's confusing. So it's certain, like in the Rush, because in the Rush, there's all kinds of footnotes in the Divrei Chamudos and for the Tosafot and so on, and then they have these words. Yeah, sure, you have all the least in Shulchan Aruch, it's parentheses or it's acid. So I knock them out when I can. You know, it takes me time, but I do it because I think it's makes it much easier to read. But I guess I didn't realize it over here. That's why in the Suze are more than at least 10 different things that are just words that don't make sense. You have to scratch out the it's a pain. You're right. It is a pain. But I find a bigger pain, you know, stuff like the Rush, because you have to look for that little base that's attached to a word, you know. At least in Shofar, this one has a parenthesis, you have to, that one has a underline, that one's arrows or whatever. All right, anyway, so, but the Sharito, this Truma and Ramah, it's in base. Okay, the second one, near Afagad Perk Amad, there was self Kiddushin. Om Yehuda Hufin, Mishon Bala, Loka, Elam, Mishon, the host of Ramban, and so on. Your cousin Hufin, there was kind of feel no sense, Ram, Masal, there ain't in a minute. Okay, that's worse than just saying to me, honey. As we said, so he says, okay, here you don't have that. The heart of Cheskas Tari, Gamla Huxu Rak Alpia, in came Vada Nemenes Benosenes Amasla. In this case, there will be an Amasla, but more than that, he says, and this is what we mentioned yesterday. Over Maisa Watson Nemesh we did have the Amar of Hamnuno. Okay, he brings in something else. This is a case where the husband knows. In other words, the husband told her she could tell people she's still getting a period. No, she wasn't. And the Ramah said they could still be together, even though other people thought she could be neither. And the reason is because she had an amasla. She could tell the other people she did this because she didn't want the ayin hara. The husband knows the truth. In this case, the husband knows the facts, right? So the husband knows the truth, then he can be with her, even before she didn't release the amasla yet. She didn't tell anybody anything, okay? There's no problem with Marisayan. And that's where he brings the proof. Yitzhak and Rivka next week said it, right? And Pasha told us. Right? It says my sister, but then he was intimate with her, right? And Shkefai Melech, he saw it, and so on and so forth. Okay, so that's what the Ramah says, that if, as long as the husband, the Chiddush of this Tshuva, the way I'm presenting it now, the Chiddush of this Tshuva is as long as the husband is aware of the reality, then you don't even need the Amasla, right? In other words, later on, she could tell the neighbors why she said she was, you know, neither when she wasn't, because they didn't want her to know the date of her, you know, the baby's gonna be born, okay, for iron horror purposes or whatever. But the way the Ramos seems to present it is that when the husband knows the reality, he wasn't. And the cases we had in the Gemara, the husband didn't know. She claims she's a neither, right? Okay, so that impacts the husband. Here, the husband knew. Husband knows she's not reading. Husband knows she's pregnant, and therefore she just tells the neighbors because she wants the iron heart. That's how the rest. So the implication of Ramah is that as long as the, you know, as long as the husband knows the truth, then he can be with her even if she doesn't tell the Amas to anybody, no problem, Mara Zion here. Okay, however, the Taz, the cotton berries by us, the second part of the Taz, continues with this story, quotes his Chumas Rambo, okay, and he says, he thinks, no, he says, the reason, well, the second, third line of 22, well, Kevin the ghost that came me code of shukhs of God's will. In other words, the issue is not the husband knowing. The issue is that this was presented in advance, like we said before. They worked it out in advance. So that's a little bit different. And the Torah of Shlomim, in other words, it's just a little different. It comes out the same way halacha. But Kevin shigola daito tchila. Okay. Yeah. 1 second. I feel like he came to God. I feel so your mamish b'maisa shi'as. I can't come. Well, it's in a bosar maisa. How can I be kainu? Yeah, so he doesn't learn it that way. It's not enough that the Baal knows about it, but it has to be known in advance. Okay. Let's continue now with the Bach. All right. The discussion here, we'll finish, oh boy, okay. I'll just finish up the discussion today. Does Shila Maisa have to verbalize the Amasla or not? Does she have to be Motzim Pia? That's a look at the last issue for today. Okay, we'll finish these sheets with Hashem tomorrow. Does she have to verbalize the Amasla? Ilkasha. Okay. So the Bach writes in Asim Kuf Pehei and Ozdalad, Omer Obalatmani, Venira, Dimhoya Eza Ketat Beinehem. In the case we mentioned before, they had some kind of a disagreement, some kind of a spat, okay, husband and wife, you know, disagreement. But Omer Shemitoch Kas, Shahaya Baliba, Allah Meosakat, Lorotta Lavola, the Omer Tmiani, okay, and she says to him later, I was annoyed with you, that's why, you know, I told Tony I was annoyed, but I'm not really. Havinami Amasma Kubelis, Bochim Mashma Dibamari, Vile, but Shuvasim Kopes. Mashma Ocham, Dafil Lo Omra Achna. Here's the key. Mashma Ocham, Dafil Lo Omra Achshav Tehorani. Lo Nasta Masal Rari Shonen. El Deme Atzma Bo Vishochavis Etzlo. Baal Makir. Shemash Omra Tchila Tmeani Machmas Hakatat Omra Kain. If the husband can figure out the circumstance on his own and realize that last night she was annoyed with me, or I called her a nasty name or whatever, so she was upset with me, so she wants to sleep with me, he figures it out. So then that's okay. Mutal Olovala. However, here's the key for us now. Nira the Habal Chayav Lishal also Loma he bought it. Hello, Omer Olav Tmeya Ani Utsricha Lahotzi Mipia Hamasla Shetomer Perish Kach Meka. Okay, the Dialano Kula Ben Osenis Amasla. The Kula Ben Amasla. That's enough to say. You don't have to say it. This is act a certain way that I'm not ready to go for. Says the Bach. Okay, the name of the Marival. So the Bach is of the opinion that Taka, you have to, you know, they had a little fight and so on. The woman comes next to her husband to be with him, okay, he still has to ask her, why did you originally say what you said? And she has to explicitly verbalize her amasa. So says the Bach. Okay? Yeah? So that's the Bach. All right? So again, Tzricha lahotzi mipi amasa. So Tomer Ferish kach mekach. The Dailan ukula binosenes amasa. The fact that amasa works altogether is a shtickle chiddush. Okay, but it works. So, and Shmuel, Afrika Shmuel, even though Shmuel didn't do it. Okay. A master works, but you got to say it. You can't now pile on other kula. You don't have to say it. As long as she just climbs into bed with him. That's not enough. Okay, that's the feeling of the Bach. Okay, the Shach, here we have Kuf Pecha, that says a few things. The Sukkot and Bey says, Torah, he quotes that Rambam. They're just saying, I'm joking. That's not, I was kidding around. That's not a Machmas at all. Okay, good. And he gives other reasons in Sukkot and Gimel, his parents are around and so on. All right. And Siv Dalad, we call Makom Nire, the Baal Chayav Lishal O Saloma He Ba Etzlo. Okay. The Baal, he quotes that Bach. Okay. However, the Shach himself quotes that he has to ask, and the Shach doesn't disagree. Okay, the Shach does not disagree just a moment. Here it's a quote in Dalin. says that she, you know, she also, he also holds it, she has to verbalize it. Yeah. He thinks that that's that everyone agrees that any whatever you can clarify, you should clarify. Okay. Now it's basically the Shaka is saying that she's not believed if she said she was just doking, which is like Dr. Amor said. But then he says that the Baal should ask her and it should be verbalized. One minute. Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, the Torah of Shalom, in Sivkot and Dalid, says also, Kasa Bach, we call Mokum near the Baal Chag Lishal also, and it's true, and he says that's what the Ramah said, you know, and he said it doesn't look like that exactly in the words, but he thinks someone, the big person agreed with it. But the Ben Ish Chai, the great Sfardi person, Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, Ben Ish Chai, Shana Shni of Parshas Tzav, Oz Chaf Aleph. You've seen the Ben Ish Chai, right? It's basically the bottom of the Parsha, 2 years. Okay, stuff for each Parsha. It's not necessarily connected to the Parsha, just a way of learning. Anyway, Shana Shnia, Oz Chaf Aleph, Ha'isha Shibichez, 26. Ha'isha Shibichez Kestmea, Osra Labar Labola Shetomol Tavalti, Ein Tzorach Shetomol Bepem Malei, El Kol Sheover Yom Shefshal Oinus Lipol, Yibor Veshoch Ba'etzel Dai Bezeh. Is they don't have to verbalize it, right? Ain't Sarach Shatomel Bepemali. So the Benish Chai disagrees. You don't have to verbalize it. Not like the Shach, not like the Bach. He says, no, you don't have to verbalize it at all. Okay? And as long as the days went by, she could have gone to the Mikvah and so on, and now she comes, climbs to bed next to him. That's good enough. That's good enough. Okay? And finally, one second.
I mean, that was in terms of the stuff from Yevgeny, about the Tevalti.
What?
I mean, when it comes to the Tevalti, like the Aruch Shulchan, so he's saying you don't have to say it, Pembalei. That's this first part over here. And then the
right.
Next part.
Right.
The Mamre Lebelt Me on Enoch.
Where are we now?
The continuation of the
Benish Chai? Yeah. So he said, we've lost our master and their menace. I feel as if Bala Yodami died to our master. Talk to Tom about some affairs. Oh, 1 second. No, that's in the.
Tavalti says like the Aruch Shulchan.
Yeah, right. Right.
You don't have to, but by the Amasla.
Yeah. That's 1 second. So first he says, "Wow, let's read again." Ain't so far with that. And they said, "Yeah, Nosta Masla and Amenes." Okay, so he's saying that Amasla is required. No, 1 second. She does need to verbalize it.
Yeah, the
feeling is about
then
he died. Right, so okay, so you do have to say it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, correct. But just to finish off with this, in 27, Ravad Yosef, Yabia Omer Chelek Zion, Chelek Avnezer Simeon Breiz, Oz Tess. And he quotes everybody that's recorded on this. He also says, that asking is not mikra din. Majority view is that Amasa does not need to be verbalized as long as the husband knows it. Right? Okay, so that's a side question. So bottom line, we had a bunch of cases. Let me just finish with this. Okay? We had a bunch of cases when Amasa, I think we had 6 or 7 cases when Amasa will work. Okay? It'll work if she says, I don't have the strength to, I didn't have the strength last night to be with you. Doesn't feel well, right? Or other people in the family are around. Okay? Or if it's 1 second. What was the other case we had? It was a machlokas. And someone taking, so again, what a case of the muscle works. I'll just go over my head again. I might want to write them down. The Amasa works if she says she doesn't have the strength last night. It works if she's, you know, there are people around, family members. Okay. What would have worked?
She made a mistake. She said I didn't check well enough,
and now I checked. Or, yeah, that's not the case, right? Well, she said she thought she was Anita, and it turned out she's not, because she has this weird bruise. All right, I'm trying to put it together. There, you know, those are cases where Amasa worked. Amasa doesn't work if she did some sort of a Misa, or if the Baal wants to, follow the Midas Chasidus or something, like Shmuel, or if she said something as a joke and so on, then all those Amasa, I was just kidding, that Amasa, those are cases where Amasa doesn't work. But I'll try and line up all the cases. Tomorrow we'll continue here with Source 28 with the Shah. Okay? Questions? Good. Okay. I wish you have a good day.